Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. We hear a lot these days about the obesity epidemic, and it seems that the fight over fat has gone to the dogs. According to the latest information from the National Research Council, one out of every four dogs in the Western world is now obese. And like humans, dogs that are obese run a higher risk of developing diabetes, heart disease, or other health problems. So how much should you feed your dog? And does the food you're providing meet your dog's nutritional needs? As our knowledge of the relationship between diet and health continues to advance, and as the range of foods available for dogs continues to expand, it's more important than ever to base feeding choices on good information. Dogs need several different kinds of nutrients to survive. They include amino acids from proteins, fatty acids and carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, and waters. Your dog's unique nutritional requirements will depend on its size, its breed, and its stage in life, among other factors. A better understanding of how dogs use the various nutrients in food and how much of them they need can help you choose a healthier diet for your pet. Dogs can't survive without protein in their diets. Dietary protein contains 10 specific amino acids that dogs cannot make on their own. Known as essential amino acids, they provide the building blocks for many important biologically active compounds and proteins. In addition, they donate the carbon chains needed to make glucose for energy. High-quality proteins have a good balance of all the essential amino acids. Studies show that dogs can tell when their food lacks a single amino acid and will avoid such a meal. Dogs are known to selectively choose foods that are high in protein. Whether this is simply a matter of taste or a complex response to their biological needs for all 10 essential amino acids is not known. However, dogs can survive on a vegetarian diet as long as it contains sufficient protein and is supplemented with vitamin D. Dietary fats, mainly derived from animal fats and the seed oils of various plants, provide the most concentrated sources of energy in the diet. They supply essential fatty acids that can't be synthesized in the body and serve as carriers for important fat-soluble vitamins. Fatty acids play a role in cell structure and function. Food fats tend to enhance the taste and texture of the dog's food as well. Essential fatty acids are necessary to keep your dog's skin and coat healthy. Puppies who are fed ultra-low-fat diets develop dry, coarse hair and skin lesions that become increasingly vulnerable to infections. Deficiencies in the so-called omega-3 family of essential fatty acids may be associated with vision problems and impaired learning ability. Another family of essential fatty acids, called omega-6, has been shown to have important physiologic effects in the body. Dogs need a certain amount of energy to sustain the normal activities of their daily lives. Growth, pregnancy, lactation, and exercise all increase these normal energy requirements. Generally measured in terms of calories, energy comes from three major dietary components: carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. The growing puppy starts out needing about twice as many calories per pound of body weight as an adult dog of the same breed. Owners should start feeding puppies food at approximately 4 weeks after birth because mother's milk is no longer sufficient. Food is best offered to puppies in multiple, well-spaced meals. Because of decreased physical activity and slowed metabolism, older dogs need 20% fewer total calories than do middle-aged dogs. As dogs age, they tend to become overweight. It may take obese dogs longer for their blood glucose concentrations to return to normal. This disrupted carbohydrate metabolism can lead to diabetes. New mothers generally suckle their puppies for at least 6 weeks. The mother's need for calories increase with the number of puppies and the weeks of lactation. Giant breeds, like Great Danes, have proportionately smaller digestive tracts and may not be able to eat enough to sustain themselves during lactation. Owners of such dogs may need to start feeding puppies supplemental food at an early age. Severe illness or trauma may increase a dog's energy needs. Whenever your dog becomes ill, you should consult with your vet or a dog nutritionist for your dog's changed nutritional needs. Vitamins are organic compounds that take part in a wide range of metabolic activities. Dogs require vitamins in their food, albeit at low concentrations. First noticed in dogs some 75 years ago, vitamin deficiencies can cause a variety of health problems. Clinical signs of vitamin A deficiency, one of the first deficiencies studied in dogs, include motor and vision impairment, skin lesions, respiratory ailments, and increased susceptibility to infections. Dogs fed diets lacking vitamin E show signs of skeletal muscle breakdown, reproductive failure, and retinal degeneration. Thiamin deficiency can lead to brain lesions and other neurological abnormalities if the deprivation is sudden, and to heart damage and death if it's chronic. Some vitamins, such as vitamin D, are not only essential in small doses, but also toxic in excess amounts. 12 minerals are known to be essential nutrients for dogs. Calcium and phosphorus are crucial to strong bones and teeth. Dogs need magnesium, potassium, and sodium for nerve impulse transmission, muscle contraction, and cell signaling. Many minerals that are present only in minute amounts in the body, including selenium and copper, act as helpers in a wide variety of enzymatic reactions. Dogs can get too much or too little of a specific mineral in their diets. A deficiency of dietary calcium, for instance, causes a condition known as secondary hyperparathyroidism. Recognized clinically for many years in dogs fed meals consisting mainly of meat, this disease results in major bone loss, skeletal abnormalities, and pathological fractures. An excess of calcium, on the other hand, may also cause skeletal abnormalities, especially in growing large breed puppies. So how do you know if Fido is too fat? Your dog is not getting enough to eat if you can easily see his ribs, vertebrae, and pelvic bones, or feel no fat on the bones and notice some loss of muscle mass. If chronically underfed, adult dogs may experience impaired ability to nurse their young or perform work and increased susceptibility to bacterial infections and parasites. Puppies may be stunted in their growth. Adult dogs may develop osteoporosis. Your dog is at an ideal weight if you can easily feel his ribs. His waist should be easily observed behind the ribs when viewed from above. An abdominal tuck is evident when viewed from the side. And your dog is overweight if you can't feel his ribs, if you see fat deposits over his back and the base of his tail, if you can discern no waist behind the ribs when viewed from above, and you can see no abdominal tuck in profile. Obesity increases with age and is more common in neutered animals. Health risks include diabetes and osteoarthritis. Commercial dog foods come in a variety of forms. The most common types are dry, semi-moist, and canned. The moisture content of these foods range from 6 to 10% for dry, 15 to 30% for semi-moist, and 75% for canned. Most canned food has relatively more fat and protein and fewer carbohydrates than does dry and semi-moist food, and generally contains much higher levels of animal products. Pet food labels must list the percentage of protein, fat, fiber, and water in the food. When reading labels, it's important to remember that what may appear to be a big difference in the amount of a nutrient, for example, 8% protein in a canned dog food versus 27% in a dry dog food, reflects the fact that there's more water in the canned food. There are other substances that might be found in pet food, which are not required nutrients. Some of those include chondroprotective agents, which are used by the body to make cartilage and joint tissues. Although use of these agents may be indicated for selected clinical conditions, widespread inclusion in the diets of healthy populations may not be warranted. Antioxidants work to prevent oxidative damage to nutrients and other compounds in the body and inhibit or quench the formation of free radicals. Data are lacking to make specific recommendations beyond those for the essential vitamins and minerals that are components of antioxidants. Herbs and botanicals are often used in pet foods either to provide flavor or, more commonly, to have a medicinal effect on the body. This is especially true in the case of extracts, where the classical nutritive components of the plant may be separated from the extract in the process. Flavors and extracts derived from animal tissue such as poultry or fish are considered natural flavors. A wide variety of flavors can be derived from other animal and plant materials, including dairy products, eggs, herbs, and spices. Acceptable processing methods include roasting, extraction, and fermentation. Except for artificial smoke and bacon flavors, synthetic substances are rarely used in most cat and dog foods. Colors are synthetic compounds used to replace or accentuate the inherent color of the food. Only certified colors approved for use in human foods are allowed in pet foods. The food and exercise choices we make on behalf of the pets we love can make a significant difference in the length and quality of life our dogs enjoy. Just as parents are now focusing on the lifestyle choices they make for their children's health, dog owners can take similar steps to prevent obesity in their pets. For more than 80 years, the National Academies has fostered an improved understanding of the nutritional needs of pets, wildlife, lab animals, and food-producing animals through the Nutrient Requirements of Domestic Animal series, a series that is considered the gold standard for animal nutrition in the United States and worldwide. Encouraging healthy eating and exercise habits for your dog will ensure that Fido stays fit and trim. This podcast was based on Your Dog's Nutritional Needs, a science-based guide for pet owners, which was in turn based on the nutrient requirements of dogs and cats. For more information on either publication, you may contact the Board on Agriculture and Natural Resources at the Division on Earth and Life Studies. Their phone number is 202-334-3062. You may also read the full text of that book, as well as the booklet, online at the National Academies Press. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.